just came back from a trip. And throughout the trip, I experienced various encounters and responses to my poetic storytelling. I have come to the conclusion that I not only create verbal discourse, but I go a step further, creating verbal intercourse. Its sensual and rhythmic nature reaches for height in meaning and feelings, almost in an orgasmic buildup. I take you on a journey, and right when you think you have arrived at your destination, I extend your travel to build you up more and more. Then I lead you to your peak of understanding, easing you down slowly, soothing and easily to find a feeling of delight and fullness, not emptied out, not sexual, yet a beckoning rhythm of satisfaction. This is not sex, yet presents the discovery that life can be lived in a seductive and orgasmic mode or fashion. It's a discovery of feelings, knowledge, solutions, ideas, and connections. The building and growing of these elements, capturing, collecting, connecting deep down to your soul and releasing to drive solutions in a bonding and connecting vibration. It's not a flat line. It's not a bitter battle. It's not throwing stones and shielding them off. It's not an army at battle, shooting till the last man is standing. It's working with your beliefs, combined with learning and understanding, growing empathy, sympathy, understanding, and elation. It's bonding together as a human race, rather than fighting to become the last man standing. Is that really what you want? Does this make you brave? Right? Powerful, smart, or intelligent? Is it fun? If so, it's a bitter, hateful, malignant fun. There is no good outcome to living life in a spiteful, undesirable configuration. We all have to learn to experience life with a predetermined, yet open-ended, exhilarating, orgasmic, non-X-rated quality. If you do this in the most bountiful way, you can turn hurt into fuel to drive this engine, building a better whole and feeling it right down to your soul is what life is all about. Take weakness, strength, intelligence, and drive it down to your soul. Share, bond, connect, problem solve, and erect. Stand tall. Spread this knowledge and goodness to all. Then relax and know that you have built a fountain of gold. Your journey is not done. There are more fountains to come. Your glow becomes radiating and almost transparent because it shows your soul. Soon we will find that we have created a world that we can't even see our expectations because they are so grand. We will discover that in the end, it is not reaching our goals that is the end all. It is the journey that provides endless journeys. Taking it in, driving it to your soul, using it again for seeds to sow, and you will be guaranteed to never again run out of orgasmic flow.